إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. I want to remind myself and you that the kings of the world, they put guards on their treasures. They want to make sure that nobody can take from their treasures, because those kings are actually muhtaj. Those kings actually need those treasures. So because they need it, they guard it jealously and they don't want anyone to take from those treasures. But there is a king who has treasures and who does not need those treasures. And that king is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Ta'ala Allahu al-amsal. Ta'ala Allahu al-maliku al-haqqu la ilaha illa huwa rabbul arshi al-kareem. Glory be to that king who is the owner of the throne, Al-Arsh al-Kareem. And this king has treasures and he does not appoint guards to protect his treasures. Instead of that, he actually announces and says, whoever wants to take from the treasure, come and take it. And he does not stop with that announcement. He sends people to announce this. He sends his messengers to every group of people, to every qariya, to every town, to every city, to every country, to announce and to call the people to take from his treasures. And those people are the people who we know as the Anbiya alayhimu salam. And they are the people who do the work of the Anbiya alayhimu salam, the people who call towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has treasures and he wants people to take from his treasures. And for that, to facilitate that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed a special time. And that time is this time of tahajjud, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends to the first heaven in a manner that is in keeping with his majesty and grace, and in a manner that is pleasing to him. And he announces and says, who is it that needs anything from me? Let him ask and I will give him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces and says, who is it that needs my protection? Let him ask and I will protect him. So this time of tahajjud is very precious, and it's a time when the gates of the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are opened. And not only are the gates opened, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces and says, who is it that needs anything? Let him ask. And how fortunate is the one who asks. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that man the most who wakes up for tahajjud and then he wakes up his wife. And he said, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that woman the most who wakes up for tahajjud and then she wakes up her husband. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if the wife or the husband has difficulty waking him up, then sprinkle some water on their face so that they wake up. And he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves these two people the most. The ones who wake up for tahajjud and they wake up their spouses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this tahajjud to his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as his gift and as the means of connecting to him, Jalla Jalaluhu. And he said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه وانقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا إنا سنلقي عليك قولا ثقيلا إن ناشية الليل هي أشد وطئا وأقوى مقيلا. الله سبحانه وتعالى in سورة المزمل, الله سبحانه وتعالى said, wake up, O my Nabi, who is wrapped in garments and sleeping, stand up in the night, for the whole night, for a part of the night, and recite the kalam of Allah. Recite the kalam of Allah in a beautiful way. Show us, repeat your sabak, repeat what you have been taught, so that it becomes firm, because we are going to give you a great and a heavy job. And for that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wake up and stand in the night. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the waking up in the night is difficult. We know that he ashad wa ta'am wa aqwa muqila. but it's the best thing for discipline, and it is the best thing to understand the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then for those who wake up in the night and who stand in the night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, showed us how much He loves this action. And He said, تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَتَمْعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقُنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَّا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ عَيُّنْ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that He talked about those people who stand up in the night, who wake up and get up from their beds. He said that these are the people who get up from their beds and who stand up in the night before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بَيْنَ الْخَوْفِ وَطَمْعَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. They stand in a state which is between the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the fear of offending Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and incurring his punishment, and hope for His forgiveness. بَيْنَ الْخَوْفِ وَطَمْعَ. Between fear and hope. That is the position of the Muslim throughout his whole life, that he lives a life which is between fear and hope. He guards himself against anything which can offend Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which can anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he never loses hope in the mercy of Allah and in the forgiveness of Allah. So he stands between fear and hope. And وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, and who spends from what we have given him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encouraged this. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about those who do this, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ عَيُّنْ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. That if they knew what we have prepared for them as a reward, it would be the coolness of their eyes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about His Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about what He will give them in this world. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what He mentioned and He knows what He promised. All that we know is that it is the best of the best, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala simply said that it is the coolness of their eyes, it will be the coolness of their eyes if they knew what we had prepared for them. So this time of tahajjud and this tool that Allah has given us, this is the most powerful resource that a Muslim has, and it is something which is very, very important for us to pay attention to and never to miss. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who pray tahajjud regularly. Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha said about these ayat of Surah Al-Muzzammil. She said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the first 19 ayats, and then He did not reveal the 20th ayah, which is a rukhsa from praying tahajjud. Not from praying tahajjud entirely, but from it's an ayah which shows that tahajjud is actually not fard, but it is a nafil. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not reveal that ayah for 12 months. So that Sahaba of Rabbi Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed tahajjud for 12 months as if it was fard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was training them to be firm in their night prayer, to be firm in their tahajjud. And then she said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the 20th ayah of Surah Al-Muzzammil, which is a very beautiful ayah in itself. But the point is that this training was the first training that was given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajmain, even before the formal salah was made fard. Tahajjud was recommended even before salah was made fard. Salah was made fard only in the 12th or 13th year of Risala, whereas Surah Al-Muzzammil was one of the first surahs to be revealed. And so therefore it is a very early Makki surah, and it is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as His gift, and to the Sahaba through him, so that they get firm and so that they have a resource and they have the means in order to take Islam forward. That is the importance of tahajjud. I ask Allah to make us among those who pray it regularly and use it as a tool and as a resource. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept the du'as that are made in tahajjud. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who will pray tahajjud regularly every single day of our lives until the last day. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make that last action of ours the praying of tahajjud, and to take our souls when we are in the state of sujood in tahajjud, insha'Allah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimeen. Wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.